Aita Abishola, Abishol says, Arve means Shtayim. Arve, Loshen Rave means two. What does it mean, two? There are two mitzvahs to do with the Arovis. Achas the Luluv, one is a mitzvah to put into the Luluv like we do, like it's part of the Dalit Minim. And V'yachas L'Mikdash, there's a special mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash, like on Hashanah Rabbah, they used to go around the Mizbeach seven times, holding the Arovis. That was a mitzvah Midiraisa. We do it this man as there, Stam Al Siminim. The Zeichah, what they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. So more of Rabbonin L'Mikdash Minolu, the Rabbonin that don't dash in Arve, the Loshen Rabbah, for this Limut, to say there are two mitzvahs. But rather they dash in Arve to say all different types of Arovis, even if it grows in the dry land, is kosher. So how do they know this halacha that is an Indian to have Arovis in the Beis HaMikdash? And the Gemara, Hilchasa Gemirulu. This is halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. It's not from a posik. It's halacha that was taught by Moshe by Hasinai. The Yomra Bas Yomra B'Yechlin. Esenetiyos Arova V'Nisu Chamayim is halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. The mitzvah of Esenetiyos, that's halacha that gave to Hilchas Shriyas. That the Torah says on Shemitah, in the seventh year, you're not allowed to plow the ground at all. There's also a mitzvah Tisva Shriyas, that even 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you also have to start planting your fields. That's Midiraisa. There's one exception, that's Esenetius. That's if you have a piece of land that's only a base sod, that's only 50 yamas by 50 yamas, and in there you have 10 young plants, young trees growing, Netius means young trees, you have 10 of them there. Now that's the measurement, 10 of them uses up and needs the anika, like the nourishment of such a land, 50 by 50. So if you have it spread out equally in a land of 50 by 50, then the law is you're allowed to plow that whole land even the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. In other words, there's no mitzvah, teisvis, shvius on a land that has 50 yams by 50 yams if you have 10 netiyas growing there. That's a special halacha called Esen netiyas. Hu adin arova. The mitzvah on the Beis HaMikdash to go around in the Mizbeach with holding arovis, that's also halacha l'moshe Mitzinai. V'nisu chamayim, that we have throughout Chag HaSukkos, when they brought the Tomit Shal Shachar in the morning, instead of just the regular Nisach of the Yayin, they also had the Nisach HaMayim. They used to throw the water on top of the Mizbech also. These things are Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. So the Rabbonin don't know it from a Pasuk of Arvei Nochal, rather from this Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Tana Rabbonin, the price is like this. Arvei Nochal. What does it mean? Hagedilois Al Hanachal. I would think that you have to have arovis that grow near the river. That means prat litzavtzafor hagdila ben horim. Prat, this type of an arovis, we'll soon see it has round leaves that grow on the mountains. That's treif. That's posel. It's no good. The Omer Abzera Mikro, where's the posel to say that tzavtzafor is something bad? It's something you can't use. Because the posel says, Yecheskel said, koch almayim rabim tzavtzafor somay. That takes something that grows almayim rabim and tzotzofa soma, instead they made it into a tzotzofa. Now, the Rashi says what it means to say is like Lashon Techocha, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu told Klai Yisrael to take something nice that grows by the mayim like a rovis, and instead they took something bad like a tzotzofa. So you see, tzotzofa is no good. Omalay Abaye says back, no, Vedilma Purusha Kamaforish, maybe the Pasuk is just explaining the good that they did. And the Pasuk says, Koch HaMayim Rabim, take something that grows in a lot of water, like something good. Oh, my new, you know what it is? Tzavtzofa? So what's the riot's bed? Maybe that is the good thing. So the Gemarim came, if so, my Samay. What does it mean? They made it like it's Tzavtzofa. If that's what it is, it didn't have to say the word Samay. So Samay is mashma that Hashem said, do something good, and instead it ended up they did something bad. That was the Techocha. So you see, Tzavtzofa is something that's no good. And Omer Abavua, Omer HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Ani Yomarti, I said, Shiyu Yisrael, Lufonai Kekoch Amayim Rabim, Klai Yisrael should be in front of me, like something good that grows in a lot of water, O Maniyu Arova. That's like Arovas. Arovas is like something good, like a mushroom that you could use for the mitzvah. This is something good that grows in a lot of water. Fehain, but Klai Yisrael instead, Somai Atzman Kitzav Sofa, Sheb Horim. They made themselves like the Tzav Sofa that's on top of the Horim, in other words, something that's no good. You see, tzavtzofa is something no good. And ika demasni lo lahai krua masnisa. Some learn this posik on the brisa. That it, the posik says again, koch almayim rabim tzavtzofa somay. Then maskabal or abzer, he asked a question like this. V'duma prusha kamaforish. Maybe the posik is just explaining they did something good. That it says, koch almayim rabim, take something that grows by a lot of water. My new, what is it? Sof sofa? It's something good, so maybe the sofa is a good lashon. So again, the Teretz says, in Cain, if so, my soma, what does it mean, soma, that they made it? As they made a mashma, instead of making something good, they made it into bad. So sof sofa is no good. That's why we're dashing also, we'll soon see what it is, but this sof sofa is no good for the mitzvah of Arabis. And Amar Abavu, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Ani Yomarti, I said, Shiyu Yisrael Ofonai Kikoch Almayim Rabim, Klai Yisrael should be in front of me, like taking something good that grows on by a lot of water, O Maniyu Arova, that's like Arovis, Fehein Somai Atzman Kitzav Tzofa Shebarim, and they did bad actions, they did bad things, like it's a Tzofa that grows on top of the mountains. Now, Tana Rabbanan, the Bryce explains it, A Zehu Arova, what's called Arova that's kosher for the Arovis? V'yezeel tifsofa, what's called the tifsofa, that's possible for robbers. Arova, what's called the willow tree, that's kono shelo odom, that the stem of it is red. V'olo shelo moshuch, and the leaves are nice and long, like our robbers. Opiho, the edges of the leaves, is cholok, is smooth. And it doesn't have points coming out like a knife, but you know, it's not pointy like the edges, but rather it's smooth. Tzavtzofa, what's tzavtzofa? What is this posel? It's no good type of a willow. That's kona shelo loven. The stem of it is not red, but rather white. Now that we said it has to be red, the loch is brought down, even green is also good. Because green just means like the sun didn't get to it enough. But if the sun would beat on it, come down on it a lot, it would turn into be red. Vashenkin tzavtzofa would never change to be red, it always stays just white. V'olo shelo ogul. And hu adin, the leaves of it is round. Upiha doimalamagal, and the edges of the leaf has like the edges onto it, has like indentions that looks like a sword. For the Gemara of Tanya, we learned doimalamagal kosher. No, if it's only doima to the magal, it's like a kosher. Doimalamester posel. If it's doima to the knife, that's when it's no good. So Rashi says the mester has like two indentions to it, like a teeth, like sticks out, has two edges to it. That's no good. Magal is the pshat, all the points faced one way towards the handle. So if it all faces one way, that's not so good. So I call upon him, the Bryce says, Mashman, that's his soft, his kosher? So Amrabaya answers like this. And for the Gemara, Amrabaya, Kitanya, he, Bechil for Gila. That's what the Bryce says, a difference, whether the points are daima to a magal, or daima to a messer, how pointy, how many edges they have, that's talking about a min, that's kosher if I robis. That's called chilfa gila. That's another type of like a willow tree that gives off leaves, that there the stem taker is red, and the leaves are nice and long, they're not round, but just sometimes they're little edges, they have points on it, like some people call that zeglich. So here it depends, that if the zeglich, if the points are very two pointies, have like just stick out like a knife, that's possible. But if it just has small points to it, and they all point in one way, like a mangal, then it's kosher. So Omer Abaya, Abaya says, Shema min, if now I have a raya, that hay chilfa gila kosher l'shana. So this min of the willows, chilfa gila, is kosher for a shana. So you could use it for the lulav. So the Mar Pshita, of course, like, why not? So Mar says, yes, now the time I would have thought. Hoyavis le'shem levai, since it has a nickname to it, it's called chilfa gila. Lo'inis chasher, I would think it's not kosher. Maybe the third one, dafka arve nochal. Dafka is something that's called arovis. Kamash Malon still is kosher. For the Gemara of Yehma Ochanami, maybe so. Maybe it should be possible. Maybe you have to have something that's called Arovis. And for the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Ar Veinochal. It sounds like a Loshen Rabbin, Omrachmonim Mikol Mokum. Like any type of Arovis. As long as it has these simonim, these signs, that the stem is red, and the leaves are long, and it doesn't have big zeglich, doesn't have big edges, big indentions, it's only like a magal, then it's still kosher. Mar says, Omer Rav Chisda, Hani Tzlosa Mili, Ishtani Shemayahu, these three things, the names, changed around, Michi Chorav Beis HaMikdash, after the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav. What does that mean? Chalfasa Arvosa, and Arvosa Chalfasa. That Chalfasa, that's like this, Tzatzofa, that's a postular type of Arovis, you can't use it. And Arvosa, that's a kosher Arovis. So originally we used to call it Arvosa, that's the min tree that's kosher, and chalfosa, that's the min of tzatzofa, that's posel. But you should know now, after the churban of the Beis HaMikdash, the names were changed around. what used to be called Arvasa is now called Chafasa. And what used to be called Chafasa is now called Arvasa. So Mor says, Mainas Kumina, what's the difference to Luluv? That you have to know what min you're allowed to use now for Luluv. Now you can't use Arvasa. Now you have to use the Chafasa to be kosher for the Luluv. And the next thing is Shipura and Chatzutzorta. There are two different types of a shofar. There's a shofar that's bent over, and it's made from an aisle, that's kosher for Rosh Hashanah. And Chatzutzorta, that's a long, straight shofar, and it doesn't come from an aisle from Rim, it comes from other animals. So the Morris, and Chatzutzorta, Shipura. Now they changed it around. What used to be called a Shipura, now it's called a Chatzutzorta. So the Morris says, Mainaf Kumina, what's the difference? Le shofar for Rosh Hashanah. To know what shofar, what you have to use for Rosh Hashanah. At Batayim Bezman, before the Beis Hamikdash, you used to ask for Shipura. But now you have to know, you have to ask for Chatzutzorta. Because now a Chatzutzorta, they call something that drew off an aisle, and it's bent over. Another thing that changed over is a Pesurta and a Pesura. These are different type of tables. That one is a bigger one, and one is a small one. And Pesura, Pesurta. Now it's changed around. The bigger one now was changed from Pesura to Pesurta. So Gemara says, L'mainaf Kumina, what's the difference? Like these are tables they use to exchange money on. So what's the difference if it's a big table or a small table? There's no halachas involved. So Gemara says, yes, l'meke chamemcher. There's a difference when you sell something and buy something. That if somebody says he wants to buy a psura, you have to make sure to sell him what he asks for. And you can't change it around. So it's a nafkamina. What is it called? Does he mean to ask for a big one or for a small one? That's a nafkamina. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Afani Yomar, I also say that Beikasi and Hovlila was also changed around to Hovlila Beikasi. That these are inside the animal, the big stomach of the animal. The big stomach is called, the end of the big stomach is called the Beikasi, and it has a very thick walls there. And Hovlila is another part, a thin part of the stomach. So Gemara says, L'mainas Kumina, what's the difference when they change the name of the big stomach to the small stomach? So Gemara says, Nafkumina, L'mache Tanimtsa Behuve Beis HaKaisis. There's a loch in Himmar and Chulin, but Hukas Treifus. That if you find, after the Shechit, if you find a needle stuck through the walls of the stomach of the animal, depends where you find the needle. If you find it in the Uve Beis HaKaisis, that's the thick walls of the stomach. There, if the needle only goes through one side and doesn't come out, you can't see it on the other side, it's kosher. Because since the walls are very thick, the walls protect it, it's not called a Treifah. Mashenken by the Hovlila, that's the thin walls. There, if the needle only comes through one side, doesn't come through the other side, it also makes it a Treifah. So it's a Nafkamina now. What are you talking about? If you're talking about the Beikos or the Hovlila, now it's just the opposite. Now the Hovlila, that's the big thick walls. There it would be kosher. But now if you find a needle by the Beikasa, now it will be treif, because now they call the Beikasa the thinner walls of the stomach. Omar Rava Rabbi Yosef. Afani Yoyim, I also have something to say, another name that changed around, Bovel and Bursif. They're two different towns. The town called Bovel and a town called Bursif. You should know after the Churban it was changed around to Bursif Bovel. What used to be called Bovel is now called Bursif, and what used to be called Bursif is now called Bovel. So Gemara says, "L'mainaf Kumina, what's the difference? What the names are?" So Gemara says,